The economy grew slower than expected.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis released its advanced estimate of last quarter's real gross domestic product, or GDP. It showed only a 0.5% growth during the first quarter of 2016, lower than economists' consensus of 1.3%. The advanced estimates, however, are often upgraded. The fourth quarter of last year's advanced estimate was 0.7% growth. The final result showed the growth to be twice as much. It should be noted, however, that for the last 2 years, our economy has grown significantly slower during its first quarter than the rest of the year. Should this be a new trend, then the slower than expected growth of the economy in the first quarter may end up not being as bad as it looks now. Before getting any further in, let's first see what does the GDP measure. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. And real GDP measures the same after adjustment for inflation. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the first quarter data. The major culprit for the slower growth appears to be the 3.5% drop in private domestic investment during the first quarter. And this came on top of a 2% drop over the second half of last year. For the first time since the recession, private investment is below its last year's level. This is clearly a cause for concern. Consumer expenditures increased almost at the same rate as last year. And this happened despite a 2% drop in consumer purchases of durable goods. And to top the list, federal government's expenditures also declined by another 2% during the first quarter. But all of these numbers don't mean a lot if they don't impact our personal incomes. Personal income rose by 3.4% during the first quarter. The acceleration in personal income reflects an upturn in interest earnings. It was also of interest to note that personal savings rate rose during the first quarter. This increase could be partially contributed to the windfall from lower gasoline prices which prevailed during the winter months. The rate of economic growth has slowed down over the last 12 months. And while most economists did not expect a slower growth in the first quarter, the actual rates appear to be lower than expectation. However, despite of the slower growth, employment has been increasing at a strong and steady rate. The consensus among economists is that employment is going to continue its strong growth and unemployment rate is going to continue to slowly drop. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.